This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Arunachal Pradesh celebrated its 39th statehood day today. Arunachal became a full-fledged state on February 20, 1987. The main state function was held at IG Park in Itanagar. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik participated in the function as the chief guest. Chief Minister Pema Khandu and his Council of Ministers and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, along with others, also attended the celebration. Addressing the public on the occasion, the governor said that Arunachal Pradesh is blessed with abundance of nature, a green state which never indulged in any insurgencies, unlike other northeastern states. He said that Arunachal Pradesh occupies a strategically important place due to sensitive and disturbed borders with Tibet, China, and Myanmar. The governor said that the transition from Northeast Frontier Agency to Union Territory to a full-fledged state has empowered Arunachal Pradesh with greater political autonomy, allowing it to chart its own path of progress and prosperity. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on the occasion said that Arunachal Pradesh is a resourceful state and has the potential to grow every sector. He said the government is framing various policies and is implementing those on the ground. He said today the state has achieved a lot in the field of tourism when compared to the past.
Arunachal Pradesh bahut hi resourceful ek rajya hai. Tourism ka kshetra mein ho, agriculture and allied ke kshetra mein ho, mining activities mein ho ya chahe hydropower ke district mein ho. Itna acha potentials hai. Tourism mein dekhiye abhi aaj Arunachal Pradesh कहां से कहां हम लोग निकल चुका है. पहले एक वक्त हुआ करता था टूरिज्म में केवल सिर्फ तवांग ही पॉपुलर हुआ करता था. आज देखिए तवांग के अलावा हमारा जीरो कितना उभर गया है, हमारा पूरा सियांग बेल्ट पासीघाट से लेके कितना आगे चल रहा है, मेचुका कितना आगे बढ़ रहा है. अनिनी जैसे डिस्ट्रिक्ट जिनको अवार्ड मिला है कि बेस्ट ऑफ द डेस्टिनेशन, कितना अनिनी में टूरिस्ट अट्रैक्शन हो रहा है.
Speaking on the hydropower potential of the state, Mr. Khandu said that in the coming next 10 years, Arunachal Pradesh will generate 10,000 crore rupees as revenue every year from the hydropower sector. He further informed that the central government has accepted the state government's proposal for 26% equity share from all the upcoming hydropower projects in the state. President Draupadi Murmu today extended greetings on the occasion of Arunachal Pradesh and Mizoram Statehood Day. In a post on X, she praised both states for their extraordinary natural heritage and cultural traditions. I wish the wonderful people of Arunachal Pradesh and Mizoram script new chapters of progress and excellence, President Murmu said. In the meantime, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes to the people of Arunachal Pradesh on their statehood day. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "On Arunachal Pradesh Statehood Day, my best wishes to the people of the state. The Arunachal Pradesh people are making rich contributions to India's development. The culture of the state is also greatly admired, particularly the vibrant tribal traditions and rich biodiversity. May Arunachal Pradesh keep prospering for years to come." Home Minister Amit Shah, Union Minister J.P. Nadda and Kiran Rijiju also marked the occasion, lauding the state's development and cultural vibrancy. BJP's first-time MLA Rekha Gupta was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Delhi at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan in the national capital this afternoon. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ms. Gupta. Six cabinet ministers also took oath. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and several Union Ministers were present during the oath-taking ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Rekha Gupta on taking oath as Delhi's Chief Minister in a social media post while wishing Ms. Gupta on being sworn in as the Chief Minister of Delhi. Mr. Modi said she has risen from the grassroots. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that Ms. Gupta will work for Delhi's development with full vigour. On the occasion, Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Pema Khandu, has extended his best wishes to Delhi CM Rekha Gupta and said he is looking forward to strengthening collaboration between the two states in pursuit of shared vision for a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, CM Khandu thanked for the kind invitation. However, he regretted his inability to be present due to the ongoing 39th Arunachal Pradesh Statehood Day today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.